This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. In a statement from the White House, President Joe Biden said that he will be announcing more than 500 new sanctions against Russia on Friday. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
To mark Saturday's second anniversary of Russia's unprovoked and brutal attack on Ukraine, its ongoing war of conquest, and for the death of Alexei Navalny, the president's statement said that these sanctions will target individuals connected to Navalny's imprisonment, as well as Russia's financial sector, defense, industrial base, and sanctions evaders across multiple continents. The president's statement also mentioned the imposition of new export restrictions on nearly 100 entities for providing backdoor support for Russia's war machine. The president also directed his team to strengthen support for civil society, independent media, and for those who fight for democracy around the world. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Diplomats gathering at the United Nations headquarters on Friday expressed their support for Ukraine as the two-year anniversary of Russia's invasion approaches. Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kuleba, thanked global leaders for standing by Ukraine.
I would like to thank all nations standing by Ukraine physically right now.
Earlier in the day, the 193-member General Assembly met to mark the second anniversary of Moscow's invasion of its neighbor. At that meeting, Switzerland told the world body that it intends to organize a high-level Ukraine peace conference, quote, by the summer. The United Nations has overwhelmingly isolated Russia for its February 24th, 2022 invasion of Ukraine by calling for a, quote, comprehensive, just and lasting peace and demanding Moscow withdraw its troops and stop fighting. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours.